Welcome back to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. The poultry industry is a billion-dollar business, and it's been one of the staples of Maryland's Eastern Shore for generations. But the one black eye that has seemingly always tarnished the industry's reputation is that some of the nutrients in the countless tons of chicken manure produced get into the water supply, and thus damages our local waterways that feed into the Chesapeake Bay. Over the years, the poultry industry has tried a few different measures to attack this problem head-on, turning to agri-recycle and incinerator plants, which turn the manure into either fertilizer or energy. But one local man believes he has a better solution for what to do with all that manure, and he says it could start to mend the rocky relationship between farmers trying to make a living and environmentalists striving to save the bay. His name is Stephen Bolgiano, and his company is called Planet Found. They'll be setting up shop right here on the coast near Berlin, using a technology that he has the exclusive rights to use in this country. Bolgiano told me the road to find the answer to the poultry litter problem here on the Eastern Shore could run through the United Kingdom, specifically Wales. Bolgiano believes farming's environmental challenges can be turned into farming revenue, a community benefit, and most notably, renewable energy for the environment. He calls biogas and bioelectric the next industrial revolution. We met at a cafe in Berlin earlier this week, and he told me how he got into the business of trying to find a solution for a problem that people on the shore have been trying to solve for decades.
We saw a lot of blame and we saw a lot of conflict, and we didn't see much movement in actual areas concerning fixing the problem. And I went to the University of Maryland in College Park and found people very accessible. The research people were very accessible and very gracious in giving me their time and their expertise. And it started out as a hobby, and then I saw it as a real viable solution, and we began from there.
And the more that you dove into this and the more that you investigated and found out information about what people were doing to solve the problem of, you know, what to do with all that poultry waste, for you it seems like, in reading up on your new company, that the road to find that solution led through Wales. Tell me about that.
We spoke with the University of Maryland and their team, and we were only able to get so far with the solution. And they, by their own suggestion, said that we should start going to discussion lists in Europe. And I started asking on these discussion lists very specific questions and getting very general questions back. And one day, someone replied with some very specific answers to very specific questions. And I knew that they were actively doing something that interests me. And so I contacted them. We started a dialogue, and I went and visited them. And when we got there, I saw that it truly was an operation that worked. There was no theory, no experiment, no prototype, that these people had not only done it once, but done it several times. And we talked about the need for it in the United States. And we talked about our idea of a cooperative. I had a friend who was a social scientist from Catholic University, and he had gone over with me some of the things that he observed about the farming culture and the industry and the need for the farmer to benefit from being part of the solution, and that the community needed to benefit, and that a cooperative was where it pointed to in terms of structure. But we felt strongly that this was not going to be solved by mega solutions, that it was a micro environment and it needed a micro solution right at the grassroots level.
The company that you're speaking about in Wales is called Free Energy, FRE Energy. And they have the patent on these unique farm-scaled anaerobic biodigesters. They're capable of processing manure or waste, on different livestock or animals, in this case, poultry litter. And they're processing it into electricity, heat, and environmental-friendly fertilizer. Now, there are some people that are trying to do that. Certainly, there's the AgriCycle plant. I visited the Purdue one a year or so ago. There are people that are doing, you know, incinerate waste to energy. How does this differ, and why is it better?
Well, one of the things you want to look at when you look at an over-centralized product is like the incineration is how much is it actually accomplishing for the environment? Is it actually creating a larger footprint of pollution and environmental issues when it's all said and done? The other thing you want to look at is, has it removed the most vital resource for the farmer, his fertilizer? And in this case, it does. So now we're looking at a situation where the farmer is looking at buying more expensive fertilizers. And this has all kinds of consequences, and it's unnecessary.
It seems, and I want you to walk me through the process here. The chicken manure is made on the farm. The farmer brings it to the digester or the plant that you can that we'll be building here on the Eastern Shore. From there, it goes through the process, and it creates energy, which you then sell back to the power grid. So explain the process in the digester or in the plant of making that into energy and why that is the solution on how to deal with this poultry waste.
Okay, well, our targeted size is 5 to 10 farms. One of the farmers, a motivated farmer, is the host farmer. And the manure is brought to him and it's put in the digester. It is mixed with water and combined with heat. It creates a gas that burns in essentially a diesel engine that's been outfitted to run on methane gas. And electricity is created and heat is created. And then a composting process takes place that is a digestate. And that digestate goes through a separation process where we remove 80% of the phosphates. There's many culprits in this pollution scenario for the land, but the phosphate is one of the key ones. And so that phosphate is removed, bagged up, and used as a homeowner's mulch. And then what's left over is an odorless liquid nitrogen with the pathogens removed and a lot of the adulterants that would be going into the soil. It's also in a form that's much more palatable for the soil. Those microbes create a situation where it stays localized around the roots longer and creates a situation where there's less leaching into our water tables.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm your host, Brian Russo. We're speaking with Stephen Bolgiano. He's the executive director of Planet Found Energy Development Company right here on the Eastern Shore. As this moves forward, and I know that you've been working on this for the better part of 2-3 years, but now you're at the point where this is all about to start happening. I know you've talked to some of the farmers. You mentioned that you have, you know, a few host families that are ready to start implementing this technology and using it. Let's start with how this, what Planet Found is doing, what the technology that Free Energy created in Wales, how that helps the farmer.
Well, for one thing, it helps the farmer by returning a revenue to him through electrical production. And as we know, the farmers' profits are diminishing. Now, this puts price pressures onto the market, onto the processor. And by allowing the farmer a greater profit, it helps out all of us in the community. What it also does is it allows him to have a more viable fertilizer source. In terms of our host farm, the centralized host of this operation, there's also a large amount of heat that's created that he will use to heat his chicken farms, chicken barns. The other thing is that there's a storage facility for this liquid fertilizer. And one of the things with the Planet Found and its environmental initiative is complete containment, that this whole process is completely contained. And so instead of the concern for loose manure blowing and soaking in, we now have it in a benign form to begin with and contained in tanks and available for the farmer to use it.
Tell me from a cost perspective, does this make sense for everyone involved, environmentalists, for you personally as a businessman, as well as the farmers? And therein, do you need government help as far as subsidies like offshore wind was asking for, you know, in years past, or tax credits or the like?
There are financial benefits that are downstream for initiatives like this. When you clean up the streams, there's less health care to be delivered by the state. There's more recreation areas available to people. There's better water quality. There's ability to expand and grow the communities. So there is a downstream, literally and figuratively, advantage to this. The biodigester models that we have, the co-ops, do make a profit, and they are self-sustaining. They can sustain that profit. The problem is, in our modern society, they do not create enough profit for a venture capitalist to come in and think this is the best deal ever and we want to buy in. But it's not a new line of sports cars. It's something that is going to change the face of the Eastern Shore of Maryland in a way that is going to be positive, that's going to sustain the culture of farming, that's going to allow people to get along. Right now, there's a lot of discord that's just totally unnecessary.
It's interesting because, you know, you're talking about this and you're saying that this is the solution. This is the way that we can fix this problem that has essentially plagued this industry and this region for decades. On the other hand, you're telling me that the model isn't as profitable as doing it the way we've always done it. So do you feel like that's going to be a big hurdle of doing the right thing, even though it makes less money?
I attended a USDA poultry conference, and they showed a graph over the next 10 years of the increasing environmental requirements and the ability of the farmer to comply. And they're two lines that start out apart from each other, and they get further and further apart. And so what we're concerned about is not today. What we're concerned about is how many farmers are going to be able to farm 10 years from now? And are we going to do processes like incineration or other processes that remove the natural resources from the farmer? We've got two choices today. We can either give the farmer a vital resource that is less expensive than he has now, or we can force him into a position where he makes less money and has to buy higher price fertilizers. We're looking at a place where farmers are going to, not in the next 10 years, the farmers next year are going to be, there's going to be many farmers next year that are going to make a decision on whether to continue farming or not.
Try and quantify for me the environmental impacts of this technology and what you guys are trying to do at Planet Found. How big of an impact will it have on our bays, on the water, on our entire region?
It's immense. When we talk about the amount of agricultural pollution going into the waters, it's immense. But in fairness to the farmers, it's only a small fraction of the pollution that's going into the waters when you consider the lawn care and things like this. The impact is that we are only at the infancy of a solution that already works. I can take any of your listeners to Wales right now, and we can see it working. We're not talking about an experiment or a prototype, but we are talking about something that needs to be started now so that we can see all the impact it's going to have. Free Energy has come up with a very unique solution, some very interesting methodology in engineering, and so they can reproduce this at any time and have for us. But in terms of the history of biodigestion, there are 9,000 of these biodigesters in general in Germany. There's 30,000 in India. If you count all the little lights, cook stoves, and things like that, in China there's 30 million. We have, I think, 178 in the United States, all of them dairy. And so it just goes to show you that this is not a new concept. It would be a new solution for us in the States.
Do you think that the hardest sell of this so-called new solution is going to be to the farmers or to the politicians or just to the community to change people's perceptions about, you know, what we should be doing versus what we've always done?
I don't believe there will be a hard sell because it's a very tangible result. I think to those that think we should have over-centralized operations that literally burn the situation up, those that think we should just sweep this under the carpet and are making a lot of money in this direction. I think that's going to be our hardest sell. We have already experienced some interesting politics concerning people with interests other than the communities.
We've been speaking with Stephen Bolgiano. He's the executive director of Planet Found Energy Development. Such a pleasure to have you on the show. It's just fascinating stuff. I wish you the best of luck. And thanks for joining me here on Coastal Connection.
Thanks so much, Brian. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Stephen Bolgiano told me that Planet Found has been gaining the support of local environmental groups as well as local farm families. But in regards to the poultry industry's thoughts on his so-called new solution, he tells me that the industry leans more towards the incinerator or ag recycle plants. Yet one of the early supporters of Planet Found has been environmental groups like the Maryland Coastal Bays Program. So I tracked down its executive director, Dave Wilson, to ask him if Bolgiano and his Welsh partners are onto something big.
Well, there's no question. I mean, and again, it's a matter of scale. If you have one or two areas where they're doing it, in this case, you know, one west of Berlin, maybe someone somewhere else, that's the start. But, you know, it's a little, in this case, I think it's a little more practical in that it wouldn't be one central location like the burning facility might be, again, which is another good option. But, you know, we feel like you need to have more than just one location where you're doing this. And because you have the Eastern Shore is a big place and you have a lot of need. And again, you're trying to minimize your impact, and you minimize impacts by keeping things done locally on local levels. And you could potentially have different digesters in different areas. And so, you know, we feel like this is a really practical solution. And again, looking at the environmental impacts, we're not going to have airborne ammonia and things like that from this. And we think it's a real good option, especially if we can get it to scale.
How much impact do you think it could have?
Well, you know, that's hard to say at this point. I think in our discussions we were thinking about several per county in some cases. And, of course, you have to go through permitting, and all the counties have different standards in their ag zones. But, you know, if we're looking at by several, maybe two or three per county, and maybe more, maybe less, we're talking about, you know, literally millions of pounds of chicken manure. I mean, we're producing billions of pounds, probably. We're talking about, you know, looking at reducing millions of pounds of chicken manure on the Eastern Shore, potentially, over a long period of time.
What does that do to nutrient levels? What does that do to water quality?
Well, you know, over the long term, there's no question it could be a huge benefit to water quality. But in terms of this, just the scale of land, you know, if you look at where the poultry litter is coming from in terms of fields and whatnot versus the development, you know, you have a huge land mass that still has a nutrient surplus problem. And that's where, over the long term, you know, I feel like this kind of thing is where the rubber is really going to hit the road with the long-term correction of the problem we have in the coastal bays with nutrients. But I really feel strongly that, again, over the span of several decades, and again, a lot of us have children, that this is really going to make a difference.
That was Dave Wilson, the executive director of the Maryland Coastal Bays Program. We also heard earlier from Stephen Bolgiano of Planet Found. To learn more, click to our website, WAMUcoast.org. We'll be right back after a short break. You're listening to Coastal Connection. You're on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo.